Use and Misuse of Means, California, 1901. Please use this matter with wisdom. My heart is made very sad as I have revived to my mind the different plans used to obtain means by men in responsibility, notwithstanding warnings and light given from the Lord. Means were placed in Henry's hands to be hid in a napkin and buried in the earth, when it was the Lord's talent of means, and they had evidence that he was under the displeasure of God. This was embezzling the Lord's goods and taking them away from the work and cause of God. The Lord sees it all. The misappropriation of the Lord's money was presented to me. It was similar to the course of action that was pursued by Walker and Aldrich, and the Lord cannot, will not sanction and prosper the work prosecuted in such a way. He did not prosper Aldrich, and he will not prosper any man who will divert means into channels that bind it away from the cause of God. The resolutions that were made that means should not be drawn in donation from any men in the conference without the decision or counsel of the managers at Battle Creek or Pacific Press were instigated by selfishness, and those who made these arrangements intended to make still more stringent rules. The curse of God follows all such planning and devising. The cause of God is one, east or west, north or south. The people are God's property, and their possessions are given of God to be used in any place where the field is in greatest need of them. The vineyard is the Lord's, the gold and silver are the Lord's, and every man in any conference is to have no restrictions placed upon him as to how he shall use his entrusted talents of means to build up and advance his work. The entrance into new fields, the lifting of the standard of truth in new territories, calls for facilities to work with. But the work and cause of God have been greatly hindered by the caprice and perverted principles of men who were not worked by the Holy Spirit of God. A power was moving them from beneath, and the Lord has been dishonored and his work hindered because human agents have not been consecrated to God or to his works. I have this written at home, but I did not find it before I came down here. Not a word that has been written in reproof and warnings has been exaggerated. Not a word but will be proven true, seen in its true bearings, in the great day of final retribution and rewards given to every man according to his works. I can say much more, but it is the wickedness of the matter in putting aside the word of the Lord and placing confidence in human beings that they know are not walking in the light. They are justifying the evildoer. They are sustaining a man, saying, by the responsibilities given him, I have confidence in you. And that man knew the reproofs that were given him, and yet the president of the conference virtually said, I have had the messages from Sister White, but shall make no difference in my attitude toward Henry. I am going to link up with him nevertheless. This course was pursued. Then he connects these two men with him as men to represent the conference. These things are offensive to God. Now, after the light has been given and has not been heeded, and when matters have been unfolded, then these men who have put out their own spiritual eyesight withdraw. At the very time when a man is sick and needs a physician, and when he is under humiliation, crowd him down, just as Brother Henry has crowded others down. Now is the time to help men that need help, when they are under the fiercest temptation. God give our brethren, who are guilty themselves before God, bowels of compassion. Signed, Ellen G. White.